السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمل لك الله أن موسى أن إسحاق يؤتون إنتريجو إسلام إنترناشنال ميديا ويف 1548 with me your host هاجرة مزوبي. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to air satellite and on DSTV audio bouquet channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of the Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. I hope all our listeners are keeping well on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, inshallah. Hope you are all keeping safe and healthy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease all our affairs, whatever you may be going through, whatever help you might be needing. May Allah make it easy for us and keep us firm on His deen. Ameen, thumma ameen. Now, on our lineup for today, inshallah, this is what we will be discussing. Our topic for today is, in preparation for the December holidays, I'm going to talk about, being mindful believers. So this is what I'll be talking about, the importance of us being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our actions at all times as well, is how we can help us, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become better Muslims. So we'll be talking about December, how we can, better ourselves as Muslims, how we can identify as Muslims and, become better Muslims in the process, And this is what we will be talking about today, inshallah. And this is what our listeners at home can look forward to on this, mashallah, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni 'ilma warzuqni fahma. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tamim bil khair wa bika nasta'in. Ya fatahu ya fatahu ya 'alim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Now I love beginning with this dua, because this is a dua that reminds us all that whatever knowledge that we gain is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only with His assistance and with His help that we can succeed in whatever we want to convey, the message that we want to convey to everyone. And this is a dua that we can all practice on, inshallah. Now, like I have mentioned, the reason I have chose this topic for today, and the reason I am saying, in preparation for the December holidays, is because, well, dear listeners, as we know that we are about to begin our December holidays, the December, the vibe is here, we are all about to relax. December is the time where we unwind, we begin to, take a break from many things, our jobs, our normal routines, taking maybe children to school, maybe having certain things or duties to do throughout the day, in our normal times, or whether it be, even our normal business transactions or dealings that we do, and so on. So this is, a time where we are, on holiday. A well-deserved break from everything that we were doing for, the past 11 months. So this is the time where we actually chill, and we actually have time to ourselves to relax, to prepare for the next year ahead, where we, have that break in between, so that we can, when we return in the next year, we are ready and up for it, inshallah. So we, we are more relaxed. It's a time where we plan our month as such that, we're more relaxed. We have more relaxed days. We have more fun days. We have more soothing days. Either we go on holiday, or, we plan some relaxing activities for the day, or we just relax. However, when we talk about relaxing and so on, and this is the time we're relaxing, being a Muslim does not go on a break, right? Being a Muslim does not go on a break. Being a Muslim doesn't have a holiday. That, even during this time, we have to remember our duties as Muslims. We have to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be aware of our deen. This is a time where we should use, our time to actually build a stronger relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an opportunity for all of us as mu'mineen, as muslimeens, as believers and so on. Now, for us to prepare ourselves as believers, to actually build on ourselves more as believers, to actually build on that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to actually rectify and reform ourselves during this time. This is the time that we have been given in the sense where we can actually start doing that, right? Maybe we can do as much of what we couldn't manage to do in terms of, you know, our ibadah, be it, you know, adding our salah. Maybe we want to do extra nafil salah. Maybe we want to, we've always wanted to, you know, add more of our Quran reading and so on. This is the opportunity that we have. This is the time that we have to actually get on more of that, you know. We're giving ourselves, like for instance, many of us might have been doing our adhkar, but we have not given our time, ourselves time to actually, you know, read the adhkar, understand the meaning, give your space. Most of the time you'll find the times that we are making adhkar, maybe in the morning and so on, is a time where, you know, you're in a rush. We're in a rush to go out, to go to work, to get the children to school and so on. So it's a busy time. So now this is a time where even our adhkar, we can sit down, you know, understand what we are reading, take some time out for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take some time to actually, you know, understand what are we doing. Give our adhkar, we have more time to understand the meanings of the adhkar that we are reciting and so on. So we become at ease because we don't have all this the running that we have to do, because, you know, during the course of the year we might have run out of time, so we did not manage to do all that ibadah that we wanted, but we desire to do so, or we wanted to, and even though we managed to do little, we wish to increase on it. So this is the perfect time and, you know, the perfect opportunity for us to do so. So I began by saying that, you know, the holiday is the time where we relax and so on. And being a believer, however, being a believer does not come to an end. I mean, does not come to a standstill. Does not come, being a Muslim does not come to a stop. It still continues. And that is the time where we can actually build on this. And dear listeners, you know, usually when we talk about being mindful, so this is our topic for today, that being mindful believers, right? And it has to come with our holiday, that we have to be mindful that we are believers. We have to be mindful that we are Muslims. And whenever we talk about being mindful, we talk about, you know, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We refer to, you know, muraqabah, the state of being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. You know, fearing Allah, having taqwa and piety. But today I want us to actually also include being conscious and aware that we are Muslims, along with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want us to start being mindful and aware that during, this is what we will aim for, that during this holiday season or our December holidays, we will be mindful that we are Muslims, right? And that is how we're going to set our mood for our December holidays, being mindful. Yes, we are aware that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to be also aware that we are Muslim. Whenever we go out or anywhere or anything, we are Muslim. So now being conscious and aware that, you know, the moment we call ourselves Muslims, we have to be reminded that our state of lives are totally different from any other human being, right? Because that's it. Being a Muslim, you are different. Not the same like everyone else. So this December, we are going to remind ourselves that we are Muslim. And that will automatically help us understand that we are different. We are different in terms of how we deal with other people. We are different in terms of how we have to conduct ourselves, right? We are how we conduct ourselves. And we have to be different in that way, because a believer is a person who is different from any other. We are different from any other human being, right? Because being a Muslim is being different in many ways. So even our December holiday, our break, our December, you know, time of leisure that we have right now is meant to be different, because we are Muslim and we have to be aware of this and put it into action. That is where we, when we are planning or whatever we're planning for the December holidays, whether it be, you know, going out and so on, has to be planned in such a way we are keeping in mind that we are Muslim. We are aware, we are conscious of us being Muslim. And when we are Muslim, like I said, everything has to be different. It doesn't have to be, it's not supposed to be, actually it's not supposed to be like how other people behave. Our December holidays are supposed to be planned out in such a way they are different from how, the other people that are celebrating the December holidays. It has to be different in that way. So our December has to be planned in such a way that we are aware at all times that we are Muslims. You know, our outings have to be to remind us that we are Muslims. When we go out, we firstly have to identify ourselves as Muslims. And when we identify ourselves that, you know, we have to, when we identify ourselves that we're Muslim, we understand that we have to conduct ourselves in a certain manner. We have to have certain values, certain morals, certain behaviors when we go out. So that, you know what, we are. Because when we are going out, dear listener, we have to remember that we are ambassadors of deen. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. So that, like I said, being a Muslim does not take a break. It still goes on. So that is, has to be constantly reminding us when we are going out that, you know, this is a time, yes, it's a time where I'm going to be relaxing. Yes, it's a time where, you know, I have a break from the many things that I have to do, but I do not have a break from being, you know, a Muslim, a believer, a person who, you know, who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This carries on. This is what I have to still carry on doing, and it doesn't take a break or a holiday. So even when we are going out, right, when we have this and we go out with the understanding of that we are Muslim and we have put that into our minds, that when I'm going out, wherever I may be going for holiday, wherever it be in Durban or so on, that I'm going out as a believer, and so I am representing my religion. I am representing being a Muslim, and a Muslim has to carry out his herself in a certain manner, in a certain way. And there are certain boundaries that I should not pass. There are certain things that I have to. There are certain, you know, important things that I have to continue doing, right? And like my salah, I still have to read my salah, I still have to increase my ibadah, I still have to, you know, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I still have to keep in mind the important, you know, the important duties that I have to carry out as a Muslim. When I go out, I am still a Muslim and I'm going on a holiday and I'm building on my deen. I'm using this time to actually build on my deen and not, you know, and not, you know, go away from it and feel that, you know, I should take a break from it, but rather it's a time where I evaluate myself and I bring myself up. So when we go out, you know, we have to make sure and be aware of certain things. The moment we are telling ourselves that we are Muslims, we become aware of certain things. We have to be aware of certain things, right? That, you know, as I am about to go, for instance, we can say, as I'm about to go out as a Muslim or a Muslimah, have I fulfilled what I am supposed to fulfill? Whether it be, okay, I'm going for holiday, have I fulfilled what I have to fulfill? If I'm leaving family behind, have I, you know, taking care of the rights? If I am about to leave, have I finished my duties that I was supposed to finish, right? All these things we have to ask ourselves. Have I fulfilled what I am supposed to, have I planned my day in such a way that I am, right? I am aware of what is needed from me as a believer. Have I planned my holidays? How many of us actually plan our holidays and start thinking about, you know, how it will benefit us in terms of our deen, in terms of our iman, in terms of us growing in our iman, in our deen? How many of us actually plan our holidays having this in mind? So this is what we have to be aware of, and we have to make sure, right, that, and make sure that we have in our mind that, you know what, as I'm going as a Muslim, have I planned, have I fulfilled what is needed for me? Did I do what was my responsibilities, right? Have I planned whatever holiday I'm about to go to in such a way that, you know what, I am aware of what is needed from me as a Muslim? I'm not going to jeopardize, you know, or I'm not going to compromise, rather, my deen when I go out for this holiday and so on, right? Firstly, we can ask ourselves, sometimes we can ask ourselves, am I dressed appropriately? Right? Am I dressed appropriately? Do I represent being a Muslim? You know, I'm going, for instance, we might be going to a beach, asking ourselves, I'm going to a beach as a Muslimah. Am I covered correctly? Do I have the correct clothing to go to the beach? Do I have, will I have the correct clothing? Am I taking out, will I be covered in the proper Islamic, you know, in the proper hijab that is needed for me? You know, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, as we know that, like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. And being a Muslim is not to take a break. So we have to still be conscious of many other things, right? We have to be conscious of, you know, our duties, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be conscious of what is still needed. We have to be conscious of many things. Our hijab, the manner we conduct ourselves with people, the manner that we speak to other people. We still have to, we still have to be aware of that and be conscious of that, right? So even our dressing, asking ourselves this, as ladies, am I properly covered to go out, firstly, in the holiday? Am I taking, wherever I'm going, am I going to be decent, right? Is it going to be, hijab friendly? Is it going to be a place where, you know what, I'll be free as a Muslimah, where I won't, I can still practice my hijab, I still practice, you know, what is needed for me, right? And whatever I have planned, will it go against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will it go against the teachings of Quran? We have to keep this in mind, right? We have to keep this in mind, and we have to correct it as well, and we'll be able to plan properly for our holidays, and so that we can have an action like that, right? And even what we can ask ourselves is, like, have I booked my holiday to such a place which, you know, compromises my deen? If I'm going somewhere, if I've booked a holiday and I know this place, probably it's going to be mixed, or it's a place where there's loud music playing and so on, am I going to such a place, right? Have I booked the correct holiday? I mean, we can have fun, we can have, you know, time of leisure, we can have a break, but we have to still make it in with boundaries, with understanding, according to, you know, to the teachings of Islam, according to what is expected from us as believers. So we have to ask ourselves all these questions. We have to ask ourselves, we have to, when we are saying we're Muslim, we have to take all of this into consideration, right? Will I be freely mixing with the ghayr mahrams wherever I'm going? Am I putting myself in such situations where, you know, it will cause me to look at ghayr mahrams, or for them to look at me? All of those things we have to ask ourselves. And all of this, or sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what plans do I have to safeguard my salah? What effort will I make to perform them on time and not let them become qada? These are all the things that we have to ask ourselves when we are preparing for the holidays. Because why? We don't take a break from believers. This is something that we have to keep in mind. And we are talking about being conscious. Being conscious is not only being conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, but being conscious is that we also have to understand that we have responsibilities as Muslims. So when we're going out, if you're going out to a new place, you have to remember that there are laws in that place, and we have to abide by those laws, right? And we have to respect those laws. And firstly, you also have to respect the fact that you are Muslim, and so you mustn't go to places where you know that, you know, it will compromise your deen. We have to ask ourselves, like, what plans have I made, right, to safeguard my ibadah? You know, sometimes we have a habit, like, we know that, you know, we're going for holiday, or sometimes we'll go to such places where, you know, sometimes the salah facilities are not available, or sometimes we'll go to places where we know that, you know, it becomes difficult for us to actually practice our deen openly, right? Or we practice it with comfort. In those situations, it makes it difficult for us to fulfill what is our rights for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even then, when we are planning our holidays, we have to plan it in such a way that we are aware of what is needed from us. We have understood that we are going as believers, going as representatives of deen, and we are going to actually, you know, safeguard our deen, not compromise our deen. Not sometimes we go to places and we fear, oh, this just happened, this Muslim family just did that, and that. And that is because when we are going out, we are going out without a plan, without, being aware that we are Muslim, what is needed from us. So even if we're going anyway, we know that firstly, I'm going to a place as a Muslim. I need to be appropriate in my speech. I need to be appropriate in my dressing. I need to be appropriate in how I conduct myself. I have to be appropriate in, in how, you know, how I convey what Islam is to other people. All of these things we have to take into our mind and into consideration where we are going for holidays, and to always keep in mind and remember all these things, so that, you know, we are conscious, not only conscious of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, but also conscious that there are certain boundaries that we are not supposed to cross. Okay, we are going to go for a quick ad break, inshallah, and when we come back, we are going to continue with today's topic. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. Today we are speaking about the being a conscious Muslims, and we are talking about, you know, being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as being aware that when we are going out and we are saying we are Muslims, what is required from us. You know, in the holidays, we know this is the holiday season right now. So we are representing Islam in some way wherever we're going for holidays, whether it be, and we still have to continue being Muslim. So we have to still practice on our deen. And though we have to be conscious about it, we have to be a well planned and, you know, well represented, like we will be well representatives of the deen. So this is how. So before the air break, we were speaking about the questions we should ask ourselves when we are planning a holiday, whether will it be against, you know, my religion, or whether will I do some, will, whether I'll put myself in a situation which will compromise my deen. All of those things we have to ask ourselves as ladies, whether are we going to be properly covered, right? Our hijab still has to stay on, still has to be there. So we have to plan holidays that are, you know what, that are suitable and appropriate to us as believers. And even, you know, a means of, you know, spreading da'wah. As we know, if we are going out, we are giving da'wah. Whatever we do, it doesn't only have to be where we are going and we speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also our actions. How you carry out yourself is how you represent Islam. So we have to always think about this and put it in our mind and be aware of this, so that we can put it into action. Ask ourselves these questions so that, you know what, we can put it into action. And when we are putting it into action and we're asking ourselves all of these questions, we should ask ourselves in order to have an action plan. These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. We have an action plan. We need to have an action plan in place, right? And once we have that action plan, we have to strive to put it into doing, into action, right? So when you know that you are going to a holiday, maybe somewhere where you have to be properly covered, then you do so, right? And you, when you know that you are going to a place where, you know, sometimes, I don't know whether they are halal facilities or not, you have to first, you know, find out and, you know, plan, so that you do not put yourself in situations which compromises your deen and so on, right? Or you know, affects how you conduct yourself as a Muslim. So we put those actions into plan, and that action is very important, because it is what makes us aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? The action that we are going to do after having this action plan, after planning our holiday, and after planning what we should do, after planning, like, you know, how are we going to be conducting, you know, what will it be to the benefit of my deen and so on. Once we have planned that, then we are able to get a lot of benefit from that. We are able to actually benefit even from our holiday that we are having. We are able to benefit from our leisure time that we are going to be taking as well in the holidays. So once we have that action plan in place and we are taking action, we then become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are becoming aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become aware of the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over us. Then we strive to fulfill those rights, right? And this is the benefit of being a conscious Muslim, that we are able to identify that, you know, we are Muslims. Firstly, when we are going out, there are certain requirements that we have to still carry on with. There are certain actions that is needed from us, there are certain boundaries that we are not supposed to cross, then it helps us become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stay away from all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stay away from, right? And when, once we start doing this, staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, we're staying away from the doubtful things, we're staying away from things that could, you know, put us where people start questioning about Islam and so on, you know, we stay away from those things, then it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because why? We are fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned, this is the time where we want to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to build a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made strong with what? Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His orders. So when you have planned your holiday and you're going out and you have this in mind, you're planning a holiday which is to the benefit of your deen, you're planning a holiday which is to the benefit of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will do such things that bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? For example, let's say for Salah. When you have planned your holiday properly, you'll know that, you know what, you'll take out time for Salah, even if you you make some time, extra time for performing extra Salah or extra Ibadah to bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you plan your holiday in such a way, whatever you do, you won't do it to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? You know, you become very particular about your actions, your words, your thoughts. All of these will then turn to become, right, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will then turn to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your actions, whatever action you will do, you only do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your words, you mind your words, you won't fight, you won't do this and that, right? Because you remind yourself you're a Muslim, and so there's a certain way that you carry out yourself in you. There are certain things you'll say for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are certain things you will avoid saying for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your actions, your words, your thoughts, all will become to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? You have become conscious. You have become conscious that you are Muslim. You have become conscious that as a Muslim, there are certain responsibilities that you have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't stop, that don't come to an end when it is time for a holiday. They still carry on. So you'll carry on those duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that everything then becomes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you are relaxing, when you are saying that you are taking a break from work and so on, it is still to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And like I mentioned earlier on, that, you know what, when we are going for holiday and so on, we are becoming a means of da'wah, right? Wherever we go, right? Wherever we go, we become a means of da'wah in our holidays. Like, you find many a times when you're going out and you go on holidays, some people, like, you know, will ask you questions like, why are you dressed that way? Or what are you doing? Maybe they'll see you reading Salah. I saw you performing. I saw you praying. Why you pray like that way? And you explain to them, right? These are all the things. And that becomes a means of da'wah for that person. So when we are even on our holidays, the benefit of us being conscious of that, you know, you are Muslim firstly when you're going holiday, it brings about that consciousness that, you know, when we are going out, we are representing Islam. When we are representing Islam, people will be looking at us. People will be watching us. People will be learning from us. And when people are learning from us, right, it is important that we teach them what is right. It is important that we teach them what is right, right? And that is how we give da'wah. Sometimes you don't, like I mentioned, you don't have to talk to people to give da'wah, but your actions as well are what gives da'wah as well. How many times we hear of people, dear listeners, that, you know, have accepted Islam because they of a character of certain of so and so person, or how many times we hear of people that have accepted Islam because of the beauty of how someone conducted themselves, how someone spoke to them, how someone was kind to them, how someone, you know, respected them, and so on. All these things are how people see us, how people view us. So when we are going on a holiday, we have to be conscious of that so that you can make wise decisions that are to the benefit of our Islam, to the benefit of us, you know, getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And then, like I mentioned, when you become conscious and you are, right, you show, wherever you go, you show others what it truly means to be a Muslim, right? They have a better understanding of what Islam is. There are many times, many people don't understand why, we pray certain times or why we do certain things. And they have these questions and they'll want to know, they're curious about it. So when we're going out, we know that, you know what, we are going out and we're still doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, representing Islam, and we have to represent it in the best of ways, right? And even another benefit that we can think about when we are conscious and we have planned our holiday in a conscious manner, that is, in a manner that we have an understanding that we are Muslim when we are going out, and because we are Muslim, there are still certain things that we have to carry out and those things don't stop, then it also creates, you know, that way even our leisure, our time of leisure or our holiday becomes a means of reward for us. How many of us want rewards? Many of us want to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us want to earn Jannah and so on. So even the time where we are relaxing and we are off, we can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can earn, you know, the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are on holiday, still remembering that there are people that have rights over us. So when we are going for holiday, the beggars, when they ask, we give. When we are on holiday, we still have to say kind words to people, right? When we are on holiday, we still practice on the sunnah. That's right. Whether it's smiling, whether it's greeting, right? Another Muslim brother or sister like that. All of these things, we know this is a sunnah. And then even our time of holidays, we are using it to earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will take into consideration not only the rights of Allah, but the rights of those around us. When we are on holiday, another benefit of us being conscious is that we will take into consideration not only the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, now that we are aware and conscious that we are Muslim, and we are going on holiday as Muslims, what is? We have put into our mind that whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. And once when we have put us in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights over us, we also, in return also gain, you know, the awareness that, you know what, and take into consideration that, you know what, there are also other people that are on holiday with us. There are also other people that, you know what, are on a break as well. And they deserve respect. They deserve, you know, there are certain rights that they have over us. So when we are going, we won't go, you know, where we make things difficult for other people, but we will go with a mind that, you know what, there are people outside that have the rights over us. We have to respect them as well. We have to be kind to them. We have to help wherever we can help. Right, we have to assist wherever we can assist. All of this, you know, will help us understand that we become and gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, we have all this, and it will. This is the benefit of being conscious about the people around us, being conscious as believers, being conscious that even if we're going to the mall and so on, right, we have to respect, we have to, treat others well, we have to speak well to others, we have to, you know, consider the fact that they too, right, are there to take a break, so we shouldn't cause any inconvenience to them, right? All of us will remember this because why we have put into our mind, we have planned our holiday in such a way that it is not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our holidays will be like that. And when we are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be conscious that, you know what, even our ibadah still carries on. Even our ibadah still carries on. Our salah carries on. We try our best to build on that. Right? We try to build our best to build on that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward us. We build on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We you know, bring our families closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We plan such activities that even when we are going out, maybe we are going to we're visiting, for example, botanical gardens, or we are somewhere where it has to do with nature. That becomes a means of us what? Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. When we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know what? Remember me and I will remember you, right? Remember me and I will remember you. How you, when you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're taking into consideration everything that is around you. So when you're in holiday, for instance, and you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Maybe you are at an attraction or a nature reserve and something like that, which shows, you know, the extraordinary, like, you know, power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of how He creates things. Then you look at it and you admire this and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the creation, right? You become grateful for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity to witness what He has created, His power of creation and so on. And you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you. So when we have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many things are made easy for us. Even our holiday will be made easy for us, right? When we give time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us for the time that we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in our holidays, like I said, when we are looking at the distractions and we're making the adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created this in vain. Right? This is a sign for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ultimate power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. When we're looking at the waterfalls and so on, and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's then helps us also build on our deen, right? Helps us build on our deen, right? The fact that we can see, you know, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it helps us build on our deen as well. So all of these things, when we are going out and we are aware of these things, help us have this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in our holidays, we are still gaining, we're still gaining by, right, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be conscious about that so that we are able to gain more in our holidays as well. So all of these things are what helps us with remembering Allah and what our holidays, how to make it different. And by remembering that we are Muslim always, and remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Right, Allah is one. That's a very important one. If we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at all times, so we have to do things in accordance to, you know, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the things have to help us with that. And there are many ways that we can actually, you know, build on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what in connection of us being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being conscious that we are Muslim. There are many things. We can, for instance, start, you know, a routine where, you know, as you when you're going maybe to, for an attraction, to a tourist attraction and so on, you are making your adhkar, right? Increasing the places when you're going, for maybe to a park or something like that, you read your salah there, then you're increasing the places of ibadah and so on. You know, even on the day of Qiyamah, these places will testify for you that, you know what, you have read in these places and so on and so on. So all of those things we have to take into consideration and be conscious of this. That when we are going, that's a very important thing, when we are going out, firstly, when we are going out, we are Muslims. And what does that mean? We have to be different. We have to be different in the way we conduct ourselves. We have to be different in the way that we take a holiday, we take a break. We have to be different in the way that, you know what, everything about us has to be in accordance to Islam, has to be in accordance to fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling our purpose and our right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are around us. All of this have to be taken into mind. And it's important that we try, dear listeners, at all times, when we are on holiday, to use it as much as you can to the benefit of our deen, to the benefit of us, you know, increasing, right, on our deen, increasing the knowledge for us, not for only for us, but for those who are around us as well. There are many people who have, you know, misconception when it comes to Islam and so on. So us, going out, we have to always view it as us educating other people on what it means to be Muslim. Like I mentioned, there are sometimes many people feel that, you know what, Muslims cannot have fun. Muslims are not people that are having fun and so on. And there are some people that who see Muslim having fun and they feel who see Muslim having fun, and sometimes those Muslims are doing something which is wrong, and they feel, okay, this is right, and they'll ask. Or when they see someone that's doing the correct manner, then what happens? They feel like, okay, you're being extreme and so on. So it's important that when we go out as well to always keep this in mind, right? Keep this in mind that we are going out and that we are representing our Islam. So we have to be in a way that, you know, uplifts our deen. That is to the benefit of our deen, and not to, where we're putting our deen into jeopardy and so on. So it has to be in this way so that we are always in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And it is a reminder also, dear listeners, that just before we end our program, a reminder that, you know what, whenever we have the opportunity to spread deen in a beautiful way, we should always do so. Whenever we have the opportunity to spread deen in a beautiful way, we should always do so. Right? They say, you know, Islam was not spread by the sword. This is what it meant. That, you know what, our actions as well, our words, how we treat people, and so on, how we conduct ourselves, not being vulgar, not doing things that, you know what, out of the way, or things that, you know what, will make people start questioning, okay, is this what Islam is for real? Not doing all these things, then it helps us, right? Give dawah, spread deen in that way, where we are spreading what it truly means to be a Muslim by us first rectifying ourselves, by us first remembering that when we are going out, we are Muslim, and we have to be conscious about many things. We have to be conscious, firstly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. And we have to be conscious that as Muslim, we do things differently than the non-believers. I hope our program was informative, inshallah. I hope many of us benefited from today's show. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzawbe, ma'assalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.